the courage, pump myself up. I start, you know, just saying, I got this, right? I'm like super excited. I'm going to do this. Yes, yes, yes. Woo! Woo! I remember. I even start getting, you know, kind of the chills just thinking about that moment, right? So I grab my little baggie. I got all my goodies inside of it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. Woo! 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 You know, open the door. And the place is empty, right? And there's a guy all the way in the back. And the guy's probably thinking I'm like, you know, a customer, right? So you see him. I mean, you should have seen this guy. Let's say, you know, you can't see anything from over there, right? So imagine this. This is all quiet. It's like dead in there. Maybe he's playing like a little radio in the back, right? And then all of a sudden you see a little head. And then he stands up. And he starts moving quickly, right? And I'm like, oh, man, this is great. This is going to work out. I like this, right? So I go up to him, and I say, hi, I'm Santiago. I'm here with Clean as a Whistle. And I brought you these little whatever it was. It was, I can't even remember what food I brought him, right? But you should have seen the guy's face. At first, he's like, I got a sale. Yeah, baby. Woo, I'm going to get this, right? And then at first he's going slowing down because he sees me with a little baggie. He's not sure, right? So his mouth is going from this to, and then I said food, and it opens up again. And then all of a sudden, he didn't kick me out. So that was over. I don't remember anything. I don't know his name, nothing, right? I just remember how it felt at that moment. So I walk outside, whoo, did it, yeah, let's go do another one now. So it was the scariest thing before going in, and then as soon as it was over, it was like the biggest relief, but at the same time, it put some sort of like oomph inside of you that says, all right, let's go do another one, right? So then I started visiting a whole bunch of these different retailers. And some of them have heard about us, some of them had not. And it was cool getting to go in there to some folks that you had never heard of. Some folks that never heard about you, and starting a conversation from nothing. So I want you guys to just write this simple thing down. Form. If you've never heard that, then just write it down. Form. F-O-R-M. Look, you can try it out in here, in this room. Family, occupation, recreation, and message. Family, occupation, recreation, and message. Now, Howard was sharing how it can get weird sometimes with the ladies going out there because they are very pretty and there's some weird dudes out there. So when ladies, if you're getting to visit some folks, and guys, if you're visiting a lady, ladies, if you're visiting a guy, don't start with family, because it can get weird. Hey, are you married? What? Yeah. So, yeah, let's take the creep factor out, right? So then we started flipping it around, O-R-F, right? So do me a favor and just put O-R-F so you don't fall into the same creepy, weird scenario that we fell into, right? So we started doing all these different visits, and it was cool, and it was awesome. I was going out there. I was doing it. And I remember this one presentation that was set up. Now, at this moment, we only had one part-time marketing rep working for us. Her name is Debbie. Now, Debbie lived in a certain part of Houston that most of you guys might not recognize, so I'm just going to say she was in the southeast, right? And she had this one big realtor location that had over 200 realtors and set up an awesome breakfast. And she says, oh, man, they would love to see you and Howard and Daniel, who runs the operations. So you guys are going to rock it. I'm like, oh, yeah, 200 people. Howard's going to do great over there, you know. He'll get in a room, yeah, just packed, right? Because it wasn't even that big. It was at a restaurant, just packed full of realtors.